Will the Theranos scandal put a damper on medical tech investing? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The blood testing startup Theranos is now firmly in disgrace. Founder Elizabeth Holmes was indicted Friday on federal wire fraud charges. She has resigned as CEO. But whatever happens with Holmes and Theranos, the episode has changed the conversation around biotech and diagnostics investing. How many questions investors should ask? What it might mean for what has been a very hot field. Michael Greeley is general partner of Flare Capital Partners in Boston, which specializes in funding healthcare technology companies. I asked him what he thinks of the Theranos scandal.
Why I was so furious at the Theranos example was if it sets back the field of rapid point-of-care testing and molecular diagnostics, that'll be very, very devastating to the field. And so a lot of investors now may just say simply, this is too hard, she's proven that it can't be done, and they'll back away and they'll go invest in other areas. If what she's done is caused innovation to be kind of retarded and capital not going into the category or scientists moving away from the category, that could be potentially catastrophic.
Do you see that happening?
Yeah, I could say 10 or 15 years ago, there'd be dozens and dozens of firms that would be actively pursuing those investments. And now you can count it on one or two hands. So and I don't know if it's not directly attributed to the Theranos case study, but it's a very difficult category to drive outsized venture returns, and in part because reimbursement's challenging, the development cycles are, you know, many, many years long. The regulatory frameworks are very challenging. And this was just yet another mark against the categories.
So what is the responsibility in terms of venture capital to do due diligence?
I'm not sure I would have characterized it as responsibility, but we are staffed with a depth of technical expertise that we bring to any of these potential opportunities. What was complicated here was it was a very large market opportunity. There seemed to be some interesting people around the company, but there was no clinical data. So that was clearly a red flag. And, you know, we all have other portfolio companies. And so we were seeing how hard it was, what she was proposing to solve.
When you start to get into biotech or medical companies and on some level, you know, the end of the line is a consumer and their health. Do you think that there should be a requirement of due diligence that goes beyond just sort of financial risk assessment?
I think the more appropriate question is if one of us discovers something in diligence that's fraudulent, is there an obligation for us to declare that? Now, oftentimes, and she was maniacal about this, we sign confidentiality agreements before we get more sensitive information. So there's a little bit of a constraint on what we can talk about publicly.
Well, certainly biotech is a hot investment area. And presumably everyone, all kinds of investors are going to want in on that, even those who don't necessarily have a specialty in this area. So what do you think they are doing or will do or should do to make sure that something like Theranos doesn't happen again?
Well, it undoubtedly will happen again to the extent people take shortcuts in diligence. And so if you look at some of the great big life science investment funds, they have literally armies of PhDs. They have access to academic centers, you know, the world-class academic centers around the world, published research. This was so spectacular because it became so popular in the mainstream press. And a lot of the biotech companies, until they have a therapeutic, you don't necessarily see them in Vanity Fair. And so she was such a force of personality in the clothes she wore and how she presented herself. But, you know, undoubtedly we'll have spectacular mistakes made in the biotech space if non-biotech investors get very active in the space.
Michael Greeley is general partner of Flare Capital Partners in Boston. Now, even if Theranos chills U.S. diagnostic investment, the Wall Street Journal reports that Chinese investors have been pouring money into U.S.-based medical tech and testing startups, as much as $3.5 billion last year. So much money, in fact, that some analysts are concerned about a bubble. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.